You might have given me a few hints instead of leading me up the garden path like that.
Oh, I did nothing of the kind, mon ami. At most, I permitted you to deceive yourself.
But why?
Because you have a nature so honest and a countenance so transparent that if I told you my ideas the very first time you looked upon Alfred Inglethorpe, that astute gentleman would, in your charming English phrase, have smelt a rat.
I think I have more diplomacy than you give me credit for.
Oh, no, do not enrage yourself, my friend. Your help has been most invaluable. It is but your beautiful nature that gave me pause.
I still think you might have given me a few clues. As it was, you left me to flounder about on my own, suspecting practically everybody. Bauerstein, Mary Cavendish, Lawrence, well, particularly Lawrence. After all, he was behaving very strange.
You realize, of course, what was behind all that?
No.
Well, you did not see that he believed Mademoiselle Cynthia to be guilty of the crime?
But that's ridiculous.
No, not in the least. The possibility was in my mind when I asked Mr. Wells about the provisions of the will. And it was Mademoiselle Cynthia who made up the bromide powders. Shall I tell you what made Monsieur Laurent's turn so pale when he first entered his dying stepmother's room?
What?
He saw that the door into Mademoiselle Cynthia's room was unbolted.
But he saw it was bolted.
Exactly. And that confirmed my suspicion that it was not. He could not have realized that Mary Cavendish had opened it. He believed that Cynthia had done so, and he was determined to shield her.
But why?
Because he is in love with her.
Oh, no, Poirot, you're quite wrong there. I know for a fact that he doesn't care for her at all.
Who told you that?
Cynthia herself.
They are like that, les femmes. Why else did he grind Mrs. Inglethorpe's coffee cup into the floor with his heel? Because he suspected that Mademoiselle Cynthia may have had something to do with the poisoning, and he was determined there should be no chance of analyzing its contents.
Ah, was that why he kept on insisting that his stepmother had died from natural causes?
Of course. Ah. He hoped, as a trained doctor, his opinion might carry some weight.
And what about the extra coffee cup you wanted him to find?
I was fairly certain that Mary Cavendish had hidden it to conceal the fact she had put a sleeping draught into Mademoiselle Cynthia's coffee. If I could prove that, then the young lady would be in the clear.
Well, I'm glad it's all ended happily. Even John and Mary seem to be reconciled.
And they have me to thank for that.
You?
What, do you not realize it was the trial that brought them together again? I was convinced that John Cavendish loved his wife and she him, but they had drifted far apart. You remember the day of John Cavendish's arrest when you found me deliberating over a major decision?
Yes, but I had no idea what it was all about.
I was trying to decide whether or not I should clear John Cavendish at once.
You mean you could have saved him from being brought to trial at all?
Oh, yes, my friend. But in the end, I decided in favor of a woman's happiness. Nothing but the great danger through which they have passed could have brought these two proud souls together again.
I looked at him with silent amazement, the colossal cheek of the man. Who but Poirot would have thought a trial for murder would restore conjugal happiness?
One moment, Hastings. Do you see, over there by the fountain,
Lawrence and Cynthia. Good Lord, she's kissing him. And he's kissing her.
So perhaps he does not dislike her quite as much as she supposed.
They make a pretty pair, don't they? Thank goodness they've realized at last what was obvious to the rest of us.
It wasn't obvious to me.
I'm going back to London. Inspector Japp says John will be set free tomorrow morning. Thank you, Monsieur Poirot. Without you, he would be facing the gallows.
I am happy to have been of service, madam.
And thank you, Captain Hastings. You helped me through my darkest hour. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ah, mon pauvre ami. You were in love with both of them, were you not?
Yes, they were two delightful women.
Console yourself, mon cher Hastings. One day this terrible war will be over, and we will hunt together again. And then, who knows what the future will bring.